other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, we are tracking the big government shutdown as they strut around shutting even parks that aren't controlled by the Park Service down. We're going to be getting into that. World War II vets are set to crash memorials, Lincoln memorials, you name it. It's supposedly going to be happening in the near future. The Park Service has turned off the webcams in the area, but citizen journalists will undoubtedly be there. We're going to be tracking it as soon as it unfolds. We've got some of our own reporters that are set any time now to be visiting an NSA center here in the United States and seeing if it's shut down. Of course, we know the NSA is not shut down, obviously. 70%+ of government isn't shut down. Only the stuff that is so-called services, that's where the government gets to boss us around and treat us bad at all their facilities. That stuff shut down, which they've always dreamed of doing anyways, and just throwing us right in forced labor camps. There's nothing that boosts ego like actually ruling over slaves and picking out the women you want to rape or the men you want to rape or the children they want to rape. That's what every government does when it gets big and out of control. Bad people who hunger for the power get in power and start the rape rooming for everybody. I'm sorry, that's just how it works. Meanwhile, Swiss Army, war games, economic collapse, and refugee invasion, 21st century threats. That's up on Infowars.com by the SHTFplan.com. And the London Telegraph first reported on it. They're preparing for the collapse of Europe, including France, Germany, you name it, and people pouring in. They're the only country that hasn't let foreign globalists take over. You show folks a document cam shot of this. Pretty important article. If you're watching us on TV, Swiss Army war games, economic collapse, and refugee invasion. And that's what the British government's preparing for, is a total collapse, because they see that as the main threat. What did Stuart Rhodes say yesterday? We talked about the civilization preservation teams. And I wanted to plug a sponsor when he was on, but I never got around to doing it. And that, of course, is the wonderful folks at My Patriot Supply. And I just want to tell everybody that they need to visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, and incredibly reasonable prices. I've actually been using them as well as others for a while, and they're just such patriots and such good guys and listeners, and exposed the whole FEMA thing, as you know, and people wanted to buy all the food they could produce, and they said no. Again, we are seeing attacks on our freedoms like never before, but we can secure our independence by breaking free from the confines of the system of control. To the path to liberty starts with attaining a level of self-reliance. And My Patriot Supply is the home of a wide array of survival products, including the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage products. It's just incredibly high-quality food. Patriot Pantry is delicious, nutritious, and prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last for 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices, and the specials. And it supports the broadcast, one of our great sponsors. The products you need, the service you expect, and the price you can afford, visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. Just wonderful website, wonderful people. And that is our New Storable Food sponsor. And we only go with the best, and they are the best out there, and they're our sponsor. So please check them out today. And lastly, before we go to break and come back with breaking news with David Knight on the big global government meetings that are happening right now, InfidelBodyArmor.com stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47 up to .308 and more. Ceramic only stops 6 rounds. What about the 7th? This stops hundreds. They've got armored backpacks, you name it. An amazing online catalog. So many great products. Rated level 3 armor. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. One word. InfidelBodyArmor.com. There's also a phone number there on the site. If you'd like to call that and like to order via telephone, that's also on their contact page. So InfidelBodyArmor.com or 888-608-6605. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Break down the latest on global governance. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try Paraswabs. What makes Paraswabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The image of 85, 88, 90, 92, 95-year-old World War II vets. Some of them are only in their mid-80s because they would let 13, 14-year-olds get in back then. I run into a lot of those guys, really amazing people. The image of World War II vets at the privately paid for, I helped raise money for it, a lot of you gave money to it, to the privately paid for, privately administered facility. The image of the World War II Memorial in the mall in D.C., with armed guards and police and park rangers who are normally not even there and don't guard it. It has private security. Spending extra money, more security than they had at Benghazi, to keep World War II vets out. It's despicable. And it shows the stunts they're pulling. And they've turned off all the webcams. They've turned off all the national parks websites. Going to work, so there's a message that you can't go to them on purpose, with the few services government gives, and then treats you like crud when you're at a national park. It's incredible how bad they treat you. They'll run into the nice person occasionally, and it's like a breath of fresh air. I went to some national parks in England. They were actually pretty nice. It was like amazing to not be treated like dog meat or to be spied on. And this is the attitude of government. They want control of you so that you think that you need them. They're a mafia. Up on InfoWars.com, Obama fines to be seized from bank accounts. Man who attempted to sign up claims he was threatened with driver's license being revoked. Federal tax lien on home. Well, there's no claim about that. And I'm going to have Watson add to this article. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. Remember when they passed it 3 years ago, the IRS is the enforcer. And they said, oh, don't worry, we won't do that. Then they hired 3,000 and 5,000 and 7,000 people to administer this as they cut back the other people at the IRS. Because now it's just going to be right out of your bank account. And it's going to be a $5,000 fine. They're going to pull out of your account. Some people it's $3,000 depending on your wages. They won't tell anybody how bad it's going to be. This is outrageous that this is going on. And it shows why you don't want to be in a cashless society, because it gives them total control. It's a lot worse than Bank of America trying to take $5 out. Remember a few years ago, if you want to use your ATM, your money. See, the money's so worthless now, you don't get any interest, and you actually have to pay money to have an account in many places. Welcome to the New World Order. Also coming up, Swiss Army war games, economic collapse, and refugee invasion of collapsing Europe. Our Pentagon's training for that while the globalists engineer it. This is very, very important. Out of that global crisis, they intend to bring in the control. Now, we're going to get more into the shutdown, the stunts that are happening, the World War II vets that are set to storm the Lincoln Memorial next. And we'll see if the Obamanoids do arrest them or assault them. They may be smart enough to back off, but we know they've put up barricades and are locking it down, spending more money. Most of them are not being furloughed. Just federal employees who are never coming back in many cases. It's already been happening because the computer's going in, okay? That's how it works. The taxes go up. The government actually will start shrinking at some point. This is how austerity works. And then it'll all be blamed on those of us that don't accept the Obamacare. Now, while we're looking at Syria, while we're looking at the American empire implode by design, while we're looking at the government shutdown and Obamacare and all those nightmares unfolding, and the government website's not working for Obamacare, not because of a shutdown, but because they never got them in place because of the bureaucracy, while this is happening, as I told you a few days ago, globalism is expanding. The Trilateral Commission set up in the 70s by David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, has the heads of state in Asia, in Europe, and in North America to create a trilateral or three-legged world. And in that trilateral world, they remove the national sovereignty to trade organizations, just like they set up the Euro as the original model in 1957 with the Treaty of Rome, out of Bilderberg, and that's all been declassified. Government is now below. State governments don't even count, but states, as in states of the World Union, they have a limited vote, what is it, about a third of the vote, versus the corporations, just like we saw in BAMP Canada, the documents 2007, they're in Endgame, where in the meetings, the corporations are running it, and literally shutting down their competition. Literally, that's what Dr. Paul K. Roberts has an article out today on InfoWars.com, former head of the Treasury Department and Policy, saying it's another giveaway to private interest. Yeah, it's a direct tax, a direct ripoff, calling it socialism. That's why socialism's so bad, folks. It always gets taken over. It always creates gangs and special interests. That's why it doesn't work. Yes, if you had computers handing it out that were programmed by angels who weren't bad, then it might actually work, but would create laziness. Side issue. Joining us with a snapshot report, the full report's up on PrisonPlanet.tv. We did like 20 minutes live last night on the nightly news. David Knight, I wanted you to focus in on this Pacific partnership and the agreements now with the North American Union and the EU. This is so incredibly important because this is their 19th meeting. This is global governance, in their own words, being established. David Knight.
It's gone on for several years, and I find it interesting. There's a lot of groups that you might say are aligned with the left, with the Democrats, who are aware of this. Pretty much people on the right have been fighting Obamacare. They're not even aware of this. And yet, there's common characteristics between both of these. It really is a transfer. You know, we look at Obamacare, there's not any health care in that. As the Supreme Court said, it's a tax. But it's not really even a tax because the money's not going to the government. It's a transfer. I ought to call it Obama transfer. It's a transfer of wealth from the public to these few corporations. And as we talked about last night, and as Don Salazar had in his article last Friday, he showed the profits going up over the last 4 years, and the eight biggest insurance companies gone up 200%, 300, 400, some of them 500% increase in profits. They know where this is headed. They knew that they were going to make a lot of money. People are just now finding out what's in it, as Pelosi said. We're now seeing that our rates are going up by 200% or more. Companies are being shut down. We have doctors going out of business. We have other smaller insurance companies going out of business. But these big insurance companies are making out like bandits. And that's exactly what's happening, going to happen with this TPP. They're meeting in secret. You don't have senators going. You don't have congressmen going. They've given this fast track trade authorization to Obama, which means that he has something called a United States Trade Representative who's conducting all these meetings. And we've got up here on the document cam right now. This is the statement from September 9th. Their last meeting was August 21st. And he's addressing the stakeholders. Now, they're not talking about the public. They're not talking about congressmen. They're talking about stakeholders.
That's the owners.
That's right, the owners. That's not you and me. That's not the public. It's not our government. The stakeholders are these corporations. And he's saying that, well, we had to make some difficult decisions. Not everybody's going to agree with everything, but we wanted to keep you, our stakeholders, involved. And I've got 170 participants, and those are their stakeholders. Now, in some cases, it goes up to maybe 600 lobbyists from these large corporations. But you can't have the press cannot go in. It's just like Bilderberg. It's shut down. You can't have the press go in. Senators can't get in. Ron Wyden, who has complained about the secrecy in the NSA, has complained about the fact that they can't get in. They can't know what's in it. Some details have leaked out. We know that they've got a new court mechanism, which is just like they've had in NAFTA, which is an investor state tribunal. Now, what they've done is it's almost like they've taken Magna Carta, and they've reversed it now to going back from a democracy. You know, that basically started moving the power away from the king, moved it out to a bunch of oligarchy, but actually it established some basic rights for individuals. Now they're taking those rights from individuals, they're taking it back to the oligarchy, and the oligarchy, these corporations, are really taking everything over. They've elevated themselves to the level of the state. If they have a trade dispute, if they say that some new regulation that they've put in, let's say that they prohibit GMO, that they allow GMO labeling, and Monsanto says, well, that's a new law, and according to our trade agreements that we had in the past, you've now lowered our profit expectations. So they can take that government to court, not actually to court, to this tribunal, where the company appoints one of the people, the state, the government, appoints one person, and then they both agree mutually on a third person.
And it supersedes national sovereignty. This is direct global governance by the Fortune 500,
yes,
in their own words,
yes.
David Rockefeller has said that, and now they're almost there. And Obamacare is the perfect example. Trillions of dollars over the next 5 years and total control directed to them and its attacks.
And I wish we could get both the left and the right to see what's going on. Obamacare is the same thing as these trade partnerships, the transatlantic, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP. They also have a Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, TAFTA, like NAFTA.
That merges the EU with the North American Union.
Yes.
And then they have agreements merging it with the Asian Union,
yes,
through the TPP. This is what we covered in Endgame 7 years ago, but now it's here.
That's right. Bilderberg, they're looking in secret at their long-term strategic planning. This is where they're hammering out the details. This is where they're pushing the button. This is where they're taking over our sovereignty, just like the FISA court is meeting in secret. Nobody even knew that existed.
By the way, these groups have tried to get the international agreements to censor the Internet through.
Yes, and that's one of the things. I mean, Internet, you've got all these groups that were fighting CISPA, SOPA, ACTA. They came at them through copyright, because that's what these corporations are about. They're about asserting their ownership over everything, turning everybody into renters. Whether it's really renting your house or whether it's renting intellectual property from them, they want to turn everybody into renters. They want to own everything. But it also works out for the governments, because the governments can then avoid all due process. They can shut down anybody they want to by using a copyright claim. So this is this partnership between...
It's the same thing with the vitamin code or Codex Alimentarius. Same people running that openly wanting to shut down everything, all types of supplements. They're not playing games. And in closing, Homeland Security is being set up in every nation as the system to suppress the people if they try to take their government back. This is a corporate global coup d'etat.
Absolutely. You've got groups who opposed SOPA and CISPA. Now they see this is going to be brought in with the TPP. They're getting involved and they're saying, wait a minute, that's not even trade. That's just pure censorship.
And the big issue is people are now starting to wake up to this. We're covering it. You're going to be covering on the nightly news all week and next week. We're really focusing on this, and we need viewers to focus on this and become aware of what's happening. Thank you so much, David Knight.
Thank you.
And he'll continue to join us throughout the week with other facets of this. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I hurt myself see if I still feel.
All right, we're going to have Tosh Plumlee, William Robert Plumlee, a very famous whistleblower, still working in clandestine operations. He's that deep into it with bombshell info that he exposed last week dealing with Benghazi Gate. For this segment, part of the next, to get an update. And then I'm going to give the number out and take your phone calls at the bottom of the next hour. And then a good personal friend and co-author of many of his best-selling books, he was his source for a lot of his info. And Clancy said part of the composite character of Jack Ryan, Steve Pachenik's going to pop in at the bottom of the next hour for about 10, 15 minutes, give us his take on that, but also what he thinks happened in the Naval Yard shooting. He's been wanting to get on about that. I want to hear his take on it. I don't know what it is yet. And he keeps calling for a revolution, just saying no to the tyranny. I think he's going to be excited about these World War II vets crossing the line at these national parks and also World War II memorial that the government, it turns out, didn't pay for and doesn't run. That's now come out in the Washington Examiner in a story about how I've got several articles here on it, in a story about how there's more security there than at Benghazi. And on top of it, they're putting more Park Service people out because obviously there's no real shutdown, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of like for several months, they said there was no debt increase going on to get around the national debt limit. When Congress wouldn't pass a debt increase, they just said, oh, well, there's no longer a debt increase anymore. They just do whatever they want. They run the drugs. The government runs everything, folks, on record. It's a criminal mafia. You got a light side, you got a dark side. So we're going to be breaking that down, too, and get Dr. Steve Pachenik's take on that and a brief comment on the passing of Tom Clancy that's being reported. They don't know how he died. CNN reports author Tom Clancy, whose novel, The Hunt for Red October, propelled him to fame and fortune and status as a favorite storyteller of the American military, has died, according to sources with the publisher and family. He was 66. Man, that guy looked old back in the 80s when he was Reagan's favorite writer. When I'd see him on like Lair NewsHour and stuff. So 66 shows what cigarettes will do to you, folks. Age you fast. Let's go to Tosh Plumlee, who, by the way, flew guns to Fidel Castro when he was a CIA guy in 1959, or I guess earlier. That came out in the famous hearings, in the church hearings. And then he was also in the Iran-Contra hearings. I won't go over his whole bio again. But Tosh Plumlee, did you get any heat for coming on last week and talking about your high-level NATO source breaking down what really happened in Benghazi, sir?
Well, thank you, Alex. I wouldn't call it heat. I've been warned a little bit not to do this, not to go back on the air. It wouldn't be healthy, so to speak. But that's happened quite a few times in my collective career, if you want to call it that. Well, it's nothing to worry about. I mean, these things happen.
Well, I asked the question, how are you currently doing clandestine operations? I guess you're not talking about those, and so you can still keep, as a civilian, the job you have because you've been in the system so long. Is there anybody else like you that was flying guns around the world in the late 1950s who's still out there doing it?
Well, there's a lot of, like I said last week, I believe, there's a lot of people like me that are tied in with private contractors. Some of them are labeled as mercenaries. There's not that many as old as I am at this point, still active. But the operation, the way it's been for a number of years, is still ongoing in one form or another. I mean, it's, periodically the operation has taken off the shelf, dusted off, tweaked a little bit here and there, and then put back in. My association, I got out of it for a few years, got drawn back into it. People that I associated with in the Mexico thing, going back to Kiki Camarena when he was in Guadalajara, some of those officers, some of those pilots, some of the deep undercover guys that were involved in Operation Penetrate have stayed engaged in one form or another. They've been asked to go back undercover with boots on the ground inside Mexico to train Mexican troops, military type operation. It was written about in 209 and 210 by Narco News. So these contacts that I have are what brings me back in, so to speak, as far as being a sanctioned operator assigned to a particular operation, no, that doesn't happen anymore with me. My information comes from deep contacts that I flew, associated with, traveled with, so like that.
I understand, Tosh. I've got a lot of contacts in 18 years. I know how that works. Years go back 60 years. It's amazing. We're going to come right back to you, sir, on the other side to recap the bombshell on what really happened to McGovern.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just about pay today. Got me your pocket full of time.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Back weeknights. 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars and Nightly News. I'd like to get Tosh Plumlee on the Nightly News sometime with an expanded show for like 45 minutes commercial free during the period he's on, to really be able to just break down the whole history of flying guns for the CIA to Fidel Castro. That came out in Congress. I mean, what a treasure trove of knowledge. But in the time we have with him here, he's pointed out that it's not his site, but it pertains to him and what came out in Congress. Some of it's still classified. ToshPlumley.info. We'll put that site up on screen for TV viewers. ToshPlumley.info. You can find a lot of stuff there. Tosh, I want to just do this. I'm going to shut up or I'll interject my points and ask my questions and divert you. You've gone on a limb to tell us about your high-level NATO source and the fact that they said that, look, this was under the Arms Import Act by the State Department that they used to arm people legally, but they use it to arm terrorists illegally because it violates the federal law to arm terrorists, but they used a legal program to transfer them. And you notice Obama then signed an order 3 weeks ago saying they can now arm terrorists, but that's retroactive to cover their behind. And that you had other sources that confirmed what the NATO high-level officer told you, that this was pretty much, just to recap what you said, a hit on Ambassador Stevens and others because they were sending cables back saying, we don't want to give these Stinger missiles, not just stuff they got from Gaddafi, French missiles and others, but that it was actually an arms transfer with the ambassador from Turkey as well. It was supposed to take them back up to Al-Qaeda and other extremists in Syria. And that the ambassador left, got upset. This is the same intel I was given, by the way. We're already on record saying this from our sources, but this is what they were told. You talked to a source in NATO who could confirm it, and then others that did, and that it was an actual hit, and that it wasn't living in arms that was being transferred. It was directly from the State Department. And so recap in your own words what you said last week. And the fact that no media picked it up, by the way, and Fox News contacted us. We have that email and their number. So if you want that, Tosh, we'll give you that. If you want to talk to Fox News, you may have already talked to them, but I wanted to talk to you before, you know, we gave them your number. So you've got the floor for 10 minutes to get out whatever you think is most important for people to know and to recap exactly what your NATO source said.
Okay, so I'll try to sum it up this way and make it as brief as I possibly can. Yes, I have talked to Fox News. In fact, I was interviewed by them before yesterday. Should air sometime next week.
Ah.
This was mainly in reference to Carl Quintero and the CIA training base, training Guatemalan guerrillas and C-130 flying arms down into that area right after the southern front of Iran country was set up. Now, the reason I brought this up, maybe I can tie it in. Some of my sensitive sources were involved in that operation back in 80s and 85. Most of those guys, some of them have retired. However, the lineage that those contacts and those undercover officers made, which was actually around the time of Peter Camarena's assassination, they have also come up into the Mexico operations and boots on the ground inside Mexico, training the Mexican Marinos in drug interdiction programs and that. One of the commanders, a high-ranking military official out of the Pentagon, was sort of in charge of that operation, and he got transferred over to Afghanistan a couple of years ago after he had completed the AMSOG operations in Mexico City, in the Mexico area. All right. One of a NATO source, an inspector, had made contact with his team and told him a fascinating story about they had uncovered U.S.-made weapons from in safe houses in Jordan and Turkey. My source started, and his team started investigating that. There was, another leak about that that was starting to come out. I was contacted by two sources, the NATO investigators, to confirm what my friend from the Mexico operation had told me, also what was going on inside Jordan, Turkey, Pakistan, and Qatar. And these were safe houses that had U.S.-made weapons stashed in them, allegedly at that point in time, controlled by the CIA, a faction within the CIA, an operation, and those weapons were being dispersed to different factions within the Syrian rebel army or whatever was at that point in time trying to be formed. The bombshell about that was, in order to protect that crew and the information that was coming out through Middle Eastern channels, it was very important that this crew be protected. So the best way to protect them was for someone like me, which I had done with the AMSOG operation in Mexico, is to contact sources of mine and tell them this story, simply that U.S. weapons were in safe houses being transferred to Syrian rebels, and the ambassador, one of the leaks that this group was concerned about, had became privy to that information, and he had sent a series of dispatches back to State Department, and I think also to DOJ, about the allegations that military people inside the Middle East and Afghanistan were saying that they had been running across U.S.-made military weapons and were trying to figure out where they were coming from. Well, the safe houses later were exposed, and stashes were found by investigators in that area, and that was also reported to the ambassador. The ambassador found out about Stinger missiles being in these safe houses in Jordan. He reported that back to the State Department. State Department refused to make that public to some Senate investigators. I don't know, I think it was not Senator, but Congressman Grassley and ISOP that was investigating that time the Fast and Furious operation. Also, at that particular time, weapons had been found inside Mexico. U.S.-made high-impact weapons. I had already previously photographed those weapons, but staging areas inside Mexico. That's another part of this story. So at that point in time, the ambassador, his crew, started their own investigation into the allegations that came from the NATO inspector and also the high-ranking military out of the Pentagon officer that was in charge of launching that particular investigation, trying to find out where those weapons were coming from and who had authorized their shipment. In the process of his investigation, he found the fuel receipt, flight plans of the C-130 that came direct from American soil in certain places, cutout places, and also civilian contract aircraft that had been transporting those weapons to Jordan and cutout companies, and well, not companies, cutout countries, and into these CIA safe houses or these CIA cutout companies, private contractors that were running these safe houses and was responsible for sending those weapons to allegedly the Syrian rebels. Syrian rebels at that particular time had been fractured into many different splinter groups, and some of those splinter groups had been filtering and actually given those weapons to be used again. And also, it was reported by that source that those weapons were found at the crime scene when the ambassador and his crew was killed or murdered, in my opinion. I don't know if that followed that lineage. That started the lineage. Basically, summing it up, a source that had worked the Mexico operation, trained Marinos in Mexico, transferred to Afghanistan, got with the NATO inspection team, found out about this information. The information was passed to the ambassador. The ambassador made a series of reports to the State Department. The State Department refused and actually told them to stand down. There was no investigation launched. That was a few months before the attack on the embassy. And so my sources, three sources actually, in the Middle East, says that the ambassador and his team was eliminated so that these weapon shipments from the direct commercial sales program, which is a legal operation, would not be exposed, and it would not be exposed that the Syrian factions within the Syrian rebels were receiving arms from that program sponsored by element factions within the CIA. These were not rogue factions. CIA has an operation within the CIA that the mainstream of CIA does not even know exists. And that's been going on in my career ever since 1956-57 in one form or another. like I said, take it off the shelf, dust it off a little bit, retool, retrofit it to fit in the modern, whatever the politics of the time.
Well, sure. I mean, there's all sorts of criminal groups and smaller operations and different sectors and different agencies that have splinter groups within other agencies. And it's all basically very Byzantine. And a lot of this, as you know, because you were part of the testimony in Congress, has come out over the years. And it's not just black projects. There are secret projects within projects. And an example of that is they supposedly set up the Delta Force in the late 1970s. But there are all sorts of groups in the Army above even people that are officially in the Army. And there aren't even really contractors from what I've been told and what I've seen. It's just completely secret armies.
That's right. You know, when I'm saying splinter groups, factions, these are not rogue operations. These operations are actually controlled by the Pentagon with White House knowledge. Have been all the time. In fact, when people say there's a secret army out there, there's a secret government, so like that, to some extent that is absolutely right. There is this operation within our own government, the elements within our government and our Congress, House and Senate, and all these idiots back there, in my opinion, but that's another story in itself. It's so convoluted and complicated and compartmentalized so that good investigators doing legwork get so muddled down, you can't untangle it. And in the process of trying to untangle it, you become known as a conspiracy freak. And that's designed in order to cover and shield those operations and stop the exposure from that. I'm no way against my government. This is an actual thing that's going on within my government. People like me, the only way we get protected there, Alex, is going on the record before the fact. I've got a lot of friends that are no longer with us because they didn't go out and talk to different people.
And by the way, Tosh Plumlee's our guest, famous whistleblower from the church hearings and the Iran-Contra hearings, and still a contractor or you could say a mercenary with just amazing contacts out there. And I'm 76 years old. Was part of the CIA operation to first arm Castro, then to fight Castro. All that came out in Congress. Simply amazing and a treasure trove. I'd like to invite you whenever you'd like, this week, next week, whenever, to come on for a full 30, 40 minutes on the nightly news to really just cover history and get it on record. But people could take a lesson from what you've said here today, sir. And that's that being in the sunshine is what protects you. People think cowering to tyranny is what protects them. It's the opposite. We all need to get out in the sunshine. Just like Jim Garrison said, that's where we have protection. Evil is defeated by being fought, and a free people will aggressively defend their liberty. A slave people will bow to the system. Go ahead.
Well, okay. The one reason I can come out is I am not a government agent. I am not employed by the government. I do not receive a paycheck from them. In fact, I don't receive any money at all, and I'll make a point of that. Which the reason that I'm talking is not really to expose anything, but to get the dogs of war off my butt if they want to come out and start gunning for me. I mean, they can do that anyway. I've already been warned to basically shut up because I'm getting too close to classified information. But the godly thing, the reason it got me in this, the reason it came out, and I think I covered this last week, Alex, was Mrs. Smith made a tremendous plea to our State Department to tell what happened to her son.
And so now... And so now you're telling her there's nothing like a woman, a mother, or a wife calling for justice that stirs a man's heart. Tosh, we're going to talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you for your courage. And folks can check out those documents, of course, on the site that I mentioned earlier. That's not your site, but you're saying it has some important information. ToshPlumlee.info. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Oh, wow. What an amazing individual. We're going to come back and open the phones up for your take on Obamacare, the vets storming the beaches again. They did it back in 1943, and they're doing it again at D-Day. It's very sad that it's going to be World War II vets that know that it's outrageous to block the memorials. Everyone should be joining the vets right now. I want to go join them. This is outrageous. I want to go to other national parks with the vets and stand against the federal goons who are out in force saying you can't come on your own land. These are disgusting, disgusting people. Before we go to break and come back with your calls, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We sold out of the survival shield, nascent iodine, that's known to protect the thyroid so much better than other forms of iodine, and just incredible health effects for myself, the energy, weight loss, you name it. You've heard doctors on the show, people like Dr. Grib, talk about how amazing it is. This is double the strength, half the cost. More of it's coming in next week, so get your order in right now, and it'll be shipped out to you first when the truck gets here by early next week. They are manufacturing it. It's non-GMO. That is the corn-based glycerin that they use to make it is non-GMO. And it's the atomic form, the original iodine. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com will take you to the main shopping cart. InfoWarsLife.com will take you right to the subpage that has it. We also have all the great Modafylon seaweed that also has it in it naturally, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get your order in now. I also want to thank you for your support buying great products from us. It's a win-win to support the First Amendment and getting the info out. So get your order in now, so as soon as the truck comes in next week, you'll be the first to get it. Survival Shield by InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com, or again, InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the subpage that has the amazing atomic iodine.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Cowbend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Thank you. would be going down to the memorials with the World War II veterans that are showing up at the Lincoln Memorial, the World War II Memorial, and just walking past the cops, the goon security guards, the goon National Park Service people that are out in mass fluttering around getting overtime pay to block everyone. You can't come in. You can't come in. And they're all a bunch of socialist operatives. You don't get in these things now unless you're part of their little sick cult of government. And we've just got continual updates at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know Paul Watson's listening, but I'm going to call him up and get him to add to his article that's linked up on DrudgeReport.com about Obamacare fines to be seized from bank accounts. Because people are saying they're calling up and being told this is the case. It's always been the case. The White House then lies and says they're not going to do it. They put the IRS over it. They say in the bill, you'll be fined $5,000. So, of course, they're going to take it out of your account. And then they lie and say, no, we're not. No, we're not. No, we're not. That's a military tactic. Just like he said he was against the NDAA when he wrote it and then signed and said he wouldn't sign it. So there's never any opposition. That's a military tactic. I'm not assaulting you as I stab you with a bayonet. We are not assaulting you. We're not assaulting you as the tank fires machine gun bullets at you. I mean, this is military tactics they use against us. And we all just keep debating. Is it an occupation? Are they the enemy? They're followers. They're idiots. The Republican leadership's part of it, too. They're freaking out, circling the wagons. They're scared of us, folks. They know America's waking up. I want to take your calls on this subject and more. Briefly, we have a new sponsor. I've been using them for a long time. They've stand up against FEMA. When FEMA wanted to buy all their food, they said no. They went public and nobody else would. Everybody else was scared and was selling them their food. They ship the food out really quick. It's super high quality. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find their specials and more. Top-rated customer service. That's the real reason we've gone to them. They're just so good. We have to give you the best. Top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Delicious, nutritious, prepares in minutes. With all the crazy stuff going on in the world, just like Stuart Rhodes said yesterday with Oathkeepers, you got to get prepared. And they're a great sponsor. Buying from them, you support the show. Let's go to a call right now, and then for 30 minutes of the next hour, your calls. And then we got Steve Pachinik popping in. He was good friends with the late, great author Tom Clancy, who reportedly died today. Let's talk to Chris in Iowa. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a while. I stumbled into a government-run kidnapping ring.
Is it the CPS? I mean, that's what they are. We're taking calls about the World War II vets storming the deal, but okay, sure. Tell me about the government kidnapping ring. Why don't you send us some information?
Well, because they've been trying to make me come up missing, and I've been dodging them, and it's getting crazy, and I thought the only thing that might help me would be getting it out to you.
Well, if somebody has kidnapped you, did you have a firearm?
At the moment, I know. I mean, I own lots of guns, but I'm a felon for marijuana, so... No, I have.
Well, I'll tell you what, send me some info, sir. I appreciate your call. I get these calls 100 a week, people taking their kids, and I can't even help them because I can't even run my own life. I mean, I'm just here covering the tyranny, and I get these calls about everything. We don't screen calls, but if I say I want to get calls about the World War II vets, no one will call on that. Let's just talk to John in Maryland, talking about Obamacare. At least that's close to the World War II vet stuff. John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Alex. I want to talk about Obamacare and how it's hurting the little guy, because I have some friends in Ohio, and they've already lost half of their hours. And what is this, the second?
Yeah, and it's going to get a lot worse. It's designed to wreck everything, John. Were they Obama supporters before?
No, absolutely not.
Tell you what, I'm going to come back to you, John. I want to hear about your friends. I want to personalize these victims of this economic takeover. That's what it is.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.